I first met Janet Geiger and her husband Richard about a year and a half ago. The retirees live in a small Sears Roebuck home in Bradford County. It's a rural area along Pennsylvania's northern border. I paid them another visit this fall.
Hi, come on in.
Hi.
Did you order this cool weather?
Before the Geigers ever heard of the Marcellus Shale, they leased the mineral rights under their 10 acres and never thought much would come of it. That's proven to be true. The first time we met, Janet told me about her troubles with Chesapeake Energy. It's one of the largest drillers in the state and the nation, and she says the company is stealing from her. Since then, not much has changed.
The gas companies have a great deal of money. High-powered lawyers, and you grease the right hands, you get away with a lot.
Every month, the Geigers are supposed to get a royalty check with their share of the money Chesapeake makes from selling their gas.
A few months ago, Chesapeake kept 92% of our check. And it's just, well, you couldn't print what I really think of the gas company. But we're not even getting enough to pay our property taxes. And I think it's just highway robbery.
Most of Chesapeake's Pennsylvania operations are here in Bradford County. It's a place that's seen more drill rigs than any other part of the state. Republican County Commissioner Doug McClinko has been hearing complaints about the company for nearly 2 years.
I get approached. It's at the grocery store, at the gas pumps, walking down the street, on my phone, on text messaging, everywhere, all the time.
So what's going on? Chesapeake was an early adopter of fracking, which allowed it to unlock huge reserves of natural gas. But the glut of gas caused prices to crater, and the company nearly collapsed. An article published earlier this year by the investigative news outlet ProPublica laid out how the company managed to stay afloat, allegedly by gouging rural landowners. According to ProPublica, it worked like this. Chesapeake spun off some of its pipeline systems into a new company called Access Midstream and raised nearly $5 billion. It then promised to send much of its gas through those pipelines for the next decade, pledging to pay Access enough in fees to repay that $5 billion plus a 15% return. That was only possible if Access charged Chesapeake significantly higher fees for moving the gas. These are known as gathering fees, and Chesapeake then passed them along to people like the Geigers, deducting them from their monthly royalties.
We've gotten $710 from them for the entire year, and they have kept $1,500 and some.
Both Chesapeake and Access Midstream declined to comment for this story. But after reading the ProPublica article, Doug McClinko and the two other county commissioners wrote to the U.S. Department of Justice asking for an investigation.
You know, and I want to go on record, too, saying I support developing a Marcellus Shale 100% unapologetically. But that doesn't mean that we support every practice. That doesn't mean we support every operator.
Chesapeake recently disclosed it has been subpoenaed by the Justice Department. It was already under scrutiny in Pennsylvania. Earlier this year, Governor Corbett asked State Attorney General Kathleen Kane to look into the company, but her office won't discuss the status of its investigation. Meanwhile, Chesapeake has tried to change its image. A new CEO has cut costs, laid off employees, and sold acreage. A commercial shows its Oklahoma City headquarters gleaming in the sunlight and proclaims it's a new day for the company.
We are leading a responsible energy future.
With a renewed focus on what matters.
Working with integrity.
Earning trust.
Being disciplined and accountable in all things.
But retiree Terry Van Curen isn't buying it. He lives down the street from the Geigers, and as he looks over his royalty statements, he sees most of the money gets eaten up by fees.
It's a very nice sheet. I mean, it's exciting to get it, but when you look at the net check, when you start out, for example, in this, where you have $424 and you end up with $119, then you kind of think, well, I'm glad I'm not having to live on this money.
He says he never expected to make a lot of money from the gas.
But I didn't think that they would actually steal it from us, and I didn't really think that the state would stand by and allow that to be happening.
A 35-year-old state law known as the Guaranteed Minimum Royalty Act requires oil and gas companies to pay a minimum 12.5% royalty. But with such high gathering fees, some landowners say they're getting far less. A bill introduced last year by Republican State Representative Garth Everett aims to stop gas companies from charging such high fees.
There are many, many of my colleagues
from even non-Marcellus areas that agree with the fundamental fairness that our landowners should be paid that minimum royalty.
Last March, the bill was approved by a House committee, but it hasn't gone any further. Bradford County Commissioner Doug McClinko has lobbied for the measure, but he's getting frustrated with the legislative leadership, including members of his own party, like Republican House Majority Leader Mike Terzai.
Mike Terzai, champion of conservative values. Saw him on the street, handed him a map of the drill units, tried to talk to him right there in front of the Capitol, bolted away from me. It's almost a waste of my gas and time to drive to Harrisburg to talk about it.
Terzai wouldn't comment for this story. But according to a recent analysis by the nonpartisan government reform group Common Cause PA, he ranks second among state legislators when it comes to taking gas industry campaign contributions. And the industry has lobbied heavily against the bill, calling it a vast legislative overreach and arguing it's unconstitutional because it would change the terms of contracts that have already been signed. However, no one from the industry's major Pennsylvania trade associations would comment for this story.
This is all withholding.
But back in Bradford County, as they look over their royalty statements around their kitchen table, Richard and Janet Geiger keep a tally of the money they've lost so far.
This one should have been $138, and we got $64.56.
I'm glad I didn't depend on it for extra income.
They say they're not hopeful things will change anytime soon, at least not in their lifetimes. Marie Cusick, State Impact Pennsylvania, Bradford County.